genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstormin' with Billy the Brain. We're live every day Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstorminonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be having a giveaway just in time for lunch, two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe, and we'll be doing that a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is new information. Each of my guests will provide new information on his subject. My first guest is a local attorney and member of the group Venturans for Responsible and Official and Efficient Government. That's VREG for short. He'll discuss VREG's newsletter, Res Publica, and the importance it has to the community. My second guest may be, just maybe, the funniest man you've never heard of. He's responsible for some of the funniest television programs in U.S. history and the lead comedy writer for Bob Hope and other comedians of the era. We'll discuss his latest book, Write Your Book Now, a proven system to start and finish your book you've always wanted to write. My third guest is the CEO of a real estate investment firm specializing in the acquisition of mid-market properties, and he is focused primarily in what he calls the Green Triangle, which is Riverside, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. We'll discuss making money in real estate even in a down market. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Bob McCord, is a co-founder of Taylor McCord, Paver & Cherry. He has provided civil litigation and criminal defense representation in Ventura County for decades. In 2005, his successful defense of R.P. Cummings Incorporated against manslaughter charges was the topic of the TV show Extreme Evidence in an episode entitled Trucker's Nightmare. He is a graduate of UCSB and also got his J.D. degree from the University of California Hastings College of Law. Welcome to the show, Bob. How are you today?
Hi, Bill, how are you?
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, especially a thought leader like yourself. Now, as a member of the media, I get a lot of things to read from day in and day out, but I get your newsletter, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's talk about the organization that you belong to, which is the Venturans for Responsible and Efficient Government, VREG. When was the group started? What's the group's main objective, Bob?
Group was actually started in 2009, consisting of people who had actually come together back in 1991, but I would diverge to discuss that one, but that's the genesis and where the thoughts came. The main objective following a city council election was that we were convinced that there was voters were being given insufficient, accurate information upon which they could make a decision as to which city council member should be elected or what questions they should ask at city council meetings. So our goal was to try to be as objective as possible and find facts and information to then feed into a newsletter to put then send out on the internet. It was a great vehicle. And then from there, we just sort of have blossomed.
Now to where you are today. Now, what ways was Ventura's fiscal management and its decision-making process unclear before VREG came into the picture?
It wasn't that it was at that time necessarily unclear. It's just that the average person did not take the time to analyze budgetary information. They did not take the time to analyze the pros and cons of issues. And so the facts had not been fully developed. And although the city says they are transparent and they're forthright in their facts, the reality is it's not as forthright as they hope it would be and is. So our goal was to distill it and try to give us an objective analysis. We always follow up with an editorial, of course. Can't get away from that. But that was our goal.
All right. Well, that's a worthwhile goal. I guess the bigger question, Bob, is why hasn't the public heard more about VREG?
Well, because we probably haven't been very good at marketing it. Bottom line is we're sort of like a kitchen cabinet, so to speak. We meet a couple of times a month. We have these meetings at one place in locality. It's a free-for-all. There's about 8 or 12 people consisting of attorneys, bankers, investment developers. The editors are a narrower group, but everybody else has input on what we talk about.
All right. And so at these meetings, as you describe them, as a free-for-all, that's when the topics percolate to the surface, and the topics you then decide which one topic or two topics you're going to approach in your newsletter?
Not only just the topics, but the content. If we don't have unanimity, agreement, we don't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great way to do it. My guest is Bob McCord. We're talking about his newsletter, Res Publica. And the group regularly publishes this newsletter. And in my opinion, it's some of the best investigative reporting done in the county, which is nice. So why did you choose the title Res Publica, first of all? Why Latin? Because so few people speak Latin these days.
No, they don't. And that really goes back to my JD legal training in Latin. Res Publica is probably a little too highbrow, some have told me. I understand that, but res is a thing, and publica is public. So it really means the public thing.
And public policy, public knowledge is the inference there.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. How frequently does the newsletter come out?
Now, about every month and a half.
So every 6 weeks, you've got a new edition. And I just received the new edition this week, and that's what prompted me to ask you on to the show. I think it's, like I said, some of the best investigative reporting. But let's dig into, where do the facts come from? Where do you get your facts? How long does it take to put together some of the in-depth stories that you attack in the Res Publica newsletter?
Two parts to that question.
Okay.
How long did it take to put together this particular one concerning the WAVE, W-A-V, took me 4 months.
4 months?
And
wow.
I'm not going to suggest I was looking and poring over records every day of my life for the four-month period, but it was a weekly endeavor. And what I looked at were actually all of the transactional documents and city records, which describes the transaction, which required me to read every contract, every promissory note, every trust deed, every planning document in order to extract, and it was very Byzantine.
Okay. Byzantine is a great way to describe it. And we'll come to WAVE in just a minute. So there's a lot of research that went into this. Bigger question is, why aren't our local newspapers, the Ventura County Star, the VC Reporter, the Ventura Breeze, why aren't they reporting on things like this? That's what investigative journalism is all about.
Well, the Star, you know, they have their own format and their own interests. And in the past, they have done things like that, like pension retirement plans. I mean, I think public safety folks think that we're against them, which isn't the case. What we're, like the Taxpayers Association now, Ventura County Taxpayers Association and the Star, you know, back in 2009 when we started, that was one of our focus points. Nobody else was looking at it. Nobody else was talking about it. And yet we knew that this was a major budget hole and it was not sustainable. But the Star picked up on it. They did report on it. Ventura Taxpayers Association picked up on it. And more recently, they're going into this stuff. But they only have so much time and effort, and that's why you have all the interested parties, the Star, investigative reporters. You can't look at everything, and there's a lot to look at.
Well, it should be noted that they picked up on it after you started reporting it in your newsletter, Res Publica. I'm talking to Bob McCord. So, Bob, in this edition that came out and prompted me to ask you on the show, you take on WAVE, which is an acronym, the Working Artists of Ventura. It is a Ventura City redevelopment project located at 175 South Ventura Avenue. For those of you who know Ventura, that's at the base of the off-ramp from the southbound 101. So the building has been alternatively called a vanguard of innovative, sustainable, and cultural facility, or an example of East Block communist-style architecture, depending on who you talk to. In the article, you questioned the WAVE project worth $68 million. I mean, that is a staggering amount of money that we as citizens of Ventura City have thrown into that. First of all, from where did all that money come from? What are the sources of the funds, and how did it get to be so much money?
I can't answer the last, maybe I can answer the last question, but I'll start at the beginning of that one. The money came from federal, state, and local funds. The federal funds are housing funds. The state affordable housing funds. I mean, you've got to remember the redevelopment agency, particularly in Ventura, focuses a lot on providing affordable housing. I'm not going to describe this as East Bloc communist-style housing. Those are not my terms.
Those are my words, not yours.
But bottom line is it's low-income housing is what it is, but it's just a nice term. So, and the city council acts as the redevelopment agency. I mean, a lot of people don't realize one moment the city council is acting as the city council, and then there's suddenly the redevelopment agency, which is a separate political division, and they suddenly take off one hat and put on the other, but it's the same people making the same decisions.
And Mayor Fulton, of course, is an architect and has been involved in city planning. How many other of the current sitting members of the city council have an architectural, city planning, or public policy background?
I only know of one. It's Councilman Morehouse has the planning background. I can't speak to the others.
Two out of eight.
Correct.
One quarter. All right. So back to this low-income housing. Now, this is interesting to me because there's some condominiums on the top of the Wave building. And how much are those condominiums going for?
Well, I can't tell you what they're going for because none of them have sold.
Well, what are they priced at? That's a better way to put it.
What they started their pricing at was between $850,000 and $1.2 or $3 million per condo. That was the potentiality. That was listed in the plan as their target price for these condos.
And the number that was listed in the plan is what helped make the plan viable, helped make sure that we were going to get the reinvestment dollars back into the community based on the sale of those condos, the renting of the retail space at the bottom, plus fully leasing out all of the apartments in the low income.
It was all part of the plan and picture to, I'll use the term, sell the project to make it sound like it was a viable project.
All right. Now, $1.2 million or $1.3 million, which is the top end, doesn't sound like low-income housing to me.
It was never intended to be low-income housing.
All right.
It was intended to flesh out the project to look as a mixed use because there are interests on the council who like the mixed-use concept. They call themselves new urbanists.
New urbanists. All right. So somebody who has paid $1 million+ for a condo on the top is going to like walking down or using the elevator with somebody in a low-income sort of environment?
I'm not sure they talked about that. That was never mentioned, but the reality is that if you bought on the top floor, that was what was going to happen to you.
All right. So $68 million is what it has cost the taxpayers of Ventura City and ultimately of the United States through the federal housing funds. How did it get to be so much, Bob?
Boy, I haven't finished my investigation on that one, but I can just tell you that preliminarily, a substantial amount of this cost, it should have cost about a third less, is what I'm told. But I haven't been able to substantiate that. A lot of it had to do, and I probably will offend contractors or labor unions on this, so I hope they don't jump out of their chair. But the cost went up a lot because the government was building it, in essence. John Stewart Company and all the limited partnerships out of San Francisco, and another one, a couple out of Wisconsin. Tracking the money and where it went is a daunting task.
All right, well, we'll leave that for future editions of Res Publica. I'm talking to Bob McCord, who is one of the editors of that particular newsletter. We're talking about the WAVE redevelopment project in the city of Ventura. So what do Ventura City officials say about the WAVE project today, Bob?
One, they didn't like my letter, at least one of them. Number two, they seem to admit that the project has not done well, but the blame for this is because of the failed economy.
The failed economy? Now, how does that enter into the picture?
Right now, they're saying the reason they can't sell them is because nobody wants to buy real estate, and the real estate market is not doing well, and therefore that explains away why they can't sell them. Keep in mind, these have been on the market since completion in 2009.
Right, and 2009 was before we got deeply mired into the current recession that we're in.
Some would argue with you with that one. They argued it started a year earlier. So, and there's some merit to that, too. I mean, the economy did do a big tank, and that's a lot of people know that. It's no news now.
So it becomes more of a cash flow issue. We've expended the monies for the building. The building's up, is erected. We just haven't started to recoup the money. Is there any chance that if these condos sell, if the building is fully leased out, if they get retail on the bottom floor, that this thing will pay out for the taxpayers of Ventura?
I can't answer that question. I haven't crunched those numbers to tell you that. I can tell you this, that as to the condos, their Citibank and Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, recently were on the verge of foreclosing on their note. They have a first trust deed position, and the city was about to lose their $2.3 million second trust deed position. The banks, fortunately, lowered the interest on the second, but the bank's still in the first trust deed position. The city's in a second trust deed position. If they don't sell, those banks, in all likelihood, Who knows what they will do in 5 years? But the potentiality, again, is foreclosure, which means cities cut out. They lose entirely.
Oh, my goodness. That would be sad. We're talking to Bob McCord, editor of Res Publica. Bob, again, I come back to the question about the newsletter. I know that the newsletter comes out every 6 weeks. You know, if people are interested, where can they go to find out more in-depth information like this?
Well, if you can go online, and we have a website, and, you know, I'll give it to you. I'm not going to give you my office number because I'm not there to answer the phone, but it's www.vregventura.org.
All right, and do that a little slower, please, Bob. Vreg, V-R-E-G.
www.vregventura, that's one word, .org. And you will find an ability to send replies. You can put on there your email address if you want to be added to the email address. And you can also look at back issues.
Which is good. Now, what sort of people should go to that website to read the back issues of Res Publica?
Any citizen of Ventura who wants to know what some of the salient issues are that affect our city, its financial condition, and what's happened in the past with all the issues over the last 3 or 4 years, that'll give you some clues.
Is this the type of information, Bob, that readers should want to read before the elections that are coming up in November?
They absolutely should, because you're going to find in those back issues you know, many places where the city council people who are currently running have made serious missteps. One, for example, I mean, Mayor Fulton's not running anymore, but this narrowing of Ventura Corridor was his idea. It was his baby. And so that council voted and spent $1 million on a failed concept. We've treated that, and we don't try to gild the lily on this stuff. That was wasted money, is one example. And Mayor Fulton has been quoted as saying, look, we need to look, just get, let's not look at the past. We are where we are today. And we agree, we should be where we are today. But if we hadn't made the missteps in the past, we'd have a lot more money in the bank today.
Ah, the sins of the past come back to haunt us. My guest has been Bob McCord, editor, one of the editors of Res Publica, a newsletter. And you can find that at www.vreg.ventura.org.
No,
not Ventura.
VregVentura.org.
VregVentura.org. There's no extra dot in there. Bob, thank you so much for being my in-studio guest. Thank you for coming in. We'll be talking to you down the road.